Bell Woods presents Conversations. So ghosting, how do we feel about it?
I hate it. For the fifth time. I think because mostly because sometimes I could be an overthinker. I overthink things a lot. And when it comes to ghosting, it's like, yo, was I the one at fault? You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking like, oh, what went wrong? This, that, and the third. Did I say something messed up? Did I act a certain way? Did I give somebody too much energy or my energy? They wasn't ready for it. Or can it be like they was going through something that they needed some time for, or this, that, and the third? But the reason why I hate ghosting, like, because I'm so much of a communicate with me, so you can like let me know this, that, and the third. But at the same time, I understand that, like, yo, you don't have to tell everybody everything. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you start talking like, oh, you just meet somebody with a friend or whatever. You don't have to tell them like, yo, why I'm going through this, that, and the third. So I understand the term ghosting, but for different things, I still hate
What's your definition of ghosting, or is there a definite answer or definition of what it is?
it. It could be a def. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. It could be a definite answer. Like if I'm talking to let's say a girl, right? And I'm thinking everything's cool, this, that, and third, and she give me the same energy back, and then stop talking. I hit her up, no response. All right, cool. Let it cool out for a little bit. I'm not the type of person to like, yo, every time. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like a day or two goes by, I'm like, yo, everything okay? You going through something? Like, yo, and I hear nothing. Cool. Say that. I already extended my olive branch, this, that, and that. I'm not gonna do anything on my part. If you're not gonna communicate back with me, it is what it is. So I feel like right there, that's ghosting right there. She's never gonna hit me back up, period. That's ghosting.
Oh, wow. Because I was about to say, I think I'm an accidental a ghoster.
So
Because
you be texting back like,
for
hey stranger,
sure.
type stuff.
For
That's wild.
sure.
Accidental ghoster. Because I got so much, like, okay, first of all, also I'm a slow texter too. So what is going on in my mind? Sometimes I think I sent a text and I legit it's in my drafts. Cause one time Belle and I were supposed to go to this festival or something like that. But it wasn't just supposed to be Belle, it was supposed to be Belle, myself, and another friend. Cause I already bought them a ticket. The thing is, I'm thinking that they know that they're going to the festival with us. I wrote this person, oh, I got some tickets to go to this festival. And they's like, okay, that's so cool. I did not realize that I left in my draft. And I can't wait for you to come with us. Oh my gosh, this is gonna be great. We're gonna have a good old time. I left that all in my draft. So then the day of the time we're supposed to go to the festival, I'm like, oh, Belle, my friend is coming through. I can't wait. You're gonna meet him. It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna have a good time because it's food, music, everything, all that. So when I text my friend, so like I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna be at the event at such and such time, cause me and that friend we went to the festival the year before. My festival, like my friend's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, we're going to the festival. She's like, you didn't tell me we was going to no festival. I was like, what do you mean? I said that the festival was this, such and such time and I got tickets. She said, you never once said that I was going to the festival with you. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I went into looking at my phone and I'm like, dang, I did not send that text. The rest of that text. So like And that happens, and that's just on accident for that. But like in general, I have literally thought I sent text messages and realized I didn't. Or like I just fall off the face of earth and don't realize it.
See, the thing about that is too, is like when you started off, you said like you already know you're a bad texter. Like if I'm talking to somebody, like that's something I communicate first. Like, yo, are you a talker? Are you a phone? Are you a texter? And that will enable me to be like, all right, cool. If I know she's a bad texter, all right, cool. I won't really press the matter as much because she got a lot of different things going on. But if we were like, oh yeah, I could text. Oh yeah, I could do both call and text. And if I'm doing both for you and you like ignore me and stuff like that, I'm like, yo, yeah, you definitely ghosted me. Like you just a letdown. You build me up for nothing. Mm-hmm. You know.
So how long does she have to respond before it's considered a ghost?
No. Within like, what's the longest I?
He had to go back in his memory bank. He's like, let me think about this.
It's been 4 hours. Like, yo, what's up?
Nah, cause yeah. Probably like a week and a half. Cause usually like if I text, I don't get no text back, whatever. Then I wait a day or two. Whenever I text back, yo, you good, whatever. I don't get nothing back. I'm like, yo, I'm already checked out. Like, bam. Like, yo, I'm like, yo, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna keep that on the back burner. Text, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, when they do text back, they're gonna give me like an explanation, like, oh my bad, I was going through this, that, and third. A family member died, or I'm going through something with my job, this, that, and third. I will understand. But if there's nothing that comes back within a week, I'm checked out already. I'm moving on to new and better things. So
okay.
I said a week and a half. But the thing about texting too, technical difficulties could get in the way of that too.
Come on, somebody.
Like, yo, I lied to you, not true story. Last week, the girl I'm talking to, she hit me up early in the morning because she works in the school. And I text her back, like probably like around 8 o'clock, whatever. But she didn't get it at all. So like the whole time she was at work because she could still text or whatever, she hit me up at 5 o'clock. I'm like, yo, she hit me with that. Yo, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. What's up? And she hit me with that the emoji with that. the rolling eye emoji, and I was like, "Yo, what's that for?" She was like, "Yo, I texted you earlier, and you didn't really text back. What's going on with you?" I'm like, "I did text back, so I had to screenshot it and let her know. Like, yeah, I did text back, and she screenshotted back like she didn't get it." And I'm like, "Yo, technical difficulty messed that up." And she told me before, she like, if we were talking like back when she was younger, she would have blocked me because I didn't respond. I was like, "Yo, that's crazy."
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Dang. Danny, how you feel about ghosting?
I feel like sometimes it's needed.
Keep a question. Yo, as long as we got money.
I was not expecting that answer. Sometimes it's needed.
I need the reasoning. What is the reasoning behind? What's the reason?
If they cross my boundaries, like, I'm just going to ghost you and avoid that conversation.
What did you say? They cross your boundaries.
How would they know they cross if you don't communicate?
See, that's the thing, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I got to.
No, but sometimes. But sometimes it's just across the board. Anybody would not accept this boundary being crossed. And certain things, it's like. Never mind, because I'm about to get into a whole...
I agree.
There's some things that people legit don't realize is your boundary crossing.
Yeah. That's understandable.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
my level might be different from somebody else's. Like, you can't go to something with the same energy you went with the last person you dealt with. Yeah. Because that's a whole different person. Like, when you said that before, when you said... I'm no longer submitting because it burned me in the past. That makes sense, but you're dealing with a whole different person. So that person could come in looking like, dang, they not really, are they feeling me? I don't know. They kind of like holding back a bit. And then you say, oh, because of the last person. I'm like, well, I'm not the last person.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
So what if, So let's say in the cases that someone was emotionally abused
Ooh.
by, and let's, obvious example, narcissist. The minute that you start
therapy,
the minute, but that's the thing though. Some people offer what we define as ghosting as an action item to do if they come across certain, I guess, triggers. Some people are triggered. They're instructed to do this. Do you think that's still okay? And Mace, and just to give a little bit, I guess, more an example, there are some people that you can communicate with effectively, and there are some people that you can try to. It's a two-way street, but some people won't receive what you're saying. So you can attempt, but they're not, it doesn't register for them because of how they, what they are dealing with.
But I would never think it'd be just
tempting is key.
Unless
tempting
is key. In danger, girl. Like, you are you in danger, girl? Type thing. Like, girl, you better like block him. Like, type thing. Or is it like straight up? They're not receiving what you're saying. So you like, you know what? I don't think that we gonna jive right. I don't think we work well together. And you cool, I'm cool, but like, let's just end it on a cool note. Let's
yeah.
Danny, can you give an example of when you what would cause you to ghost?
Okay, sometimes I'm petty, but I don't like
you don't got good teeth. Like,
I don't like that.
I don't like when people blow up my phone, like especially like female friends. If I'm not able to answer your call, don't blow up my phone like that. I'm not your guy. I'm like I don't like that. You know, for my phone bill, don't no. I have ghosted friends for that. Like, I don't like that. Granted, like, I need to be a better communicator.
I was gonna say, have like, you ever like said anything to them in the past and they maybe bypassed it, or yeah?
No.
No.
I think because I was like a little younger too. But I'm being honest.
I appreciate it.
I was a little younger too, so just to avoid the confrontation altogether, just like, you know what, I'm gonna be done with you.
At least you're aware.
Yeah, no, I like I'm definitely have been improving over the years. I have been ghosted.
What do you mean by blowing up your phone? Like after you like, they send a text and you don't respond, and then they try to call you.
Yeah, like I say, oh, let's go out. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna stay in today. Out tonight. And they like call on my phone, like, why are you not answering your phone? I thought you was coming out. Like, you know how, like, a boyfriend? Okay. Like, yeah, I don't like that. Don't do that.
Look, we are not in a relationship like
we're
that.
We're not, yeah.
And even if we were, no.
Exactly.
Funny.
Yeah, like, I've ghosted people for that. And I've been ghosted before, too. So, like...
How did it feel?
No.
How about that? Yeah.
It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. Like, just an example, like, I feel like I've been ghosted by a person, and then they come back when they need something. Come, and then ghost again. So I'm like, yeah.
Sorry.
That's like a trigger for me. Like, don't ghost me and then come back needing money and then ghost me again.
Oh, that's weird.
So, yeah. So yeah, I mean it's not the best way to communicate. I would say that people need closure too. I feel like you may not always get it, but it's not emotionally responsible to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you gotta do that when people cross boundaries.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely the boundaries, but for me it's like, yo, the tempt to like let them know, like, yo, you crossed this, like, yo, this, that, and the third. And if they crossed it again, yeah, cut it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Communication is definitely key.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta work on that.
And you believe in giving them a chance.
Like, you give them a chance. It's like you're in that awkward space. Like, it feels awkward to me. Like, how do we rebound from this now? After we had this awkward moment. So for me, I have to like work on looking past that. Like, it's like a mental thing to me. But I definitely, as I'm too old to be doing that now, I feel like I need to use my words and communicate. So I'm definitely going to be doing that going forward.
That's real. Because there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of us that aren't even trying to. So yeah, give yourself credit for that.
I think that's so cool that you be like, oh, I like, how do we bounce back from that? I have a friend that I literally, we ghost each other back and forth, like we're just like in conversation, and then like a whole 5 months will go back and then we'll just talk again. And it's not even like, oh yeah, I forgot. You know,
acquaintances. I am friends.
We friends.
Some people will argue that that makes people closer. There's some. Have y'all seen that? Huh? I know y'all seen a meme. I know y'all seen a meme saying, "Oh, you know, we're friends if we can go a year without talking." And y'all seen that before?
I've seen that.
Real friendship.
I've seen that, but I never seen a year, nor have I seen 5 months.
I exaggerated. What are you about to say, Al?
I was saying I believe that to a certain extent. Like if you like didn't talk to somebody for 5 months and you can come back and still talk like y'all never left, whatever. But y'all can keep that same energy. Like not like every 5 months y'all back and forth 5 months at a time. I don't believe that. But I'm saying like after 5 months, whatever, y'all cool, y'all hang out, y'all catch back up, this, that, and there. Then later on, probably like 4 months down the line, y'all fall apart a little bit and come back. You know what I'm saying? If it's like a consistency of that, cool. But if you're saying like, If I talk to somebody for like 9 months, whatever, and we don't, yo, what's Maybe. Up? Ain't nothing, man. This, that, and third, blah, blah, blah. Then 9 months again, split up. Nah, I don't believe in that. Like, you ain't my friend for real. Like, for real. Like, where were you at when I'm going through all my stuff? You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. But
bring it in.
So I thought ghosting was like if someone. Like if you never talk to the person ever again.
That's another level.
That's kind of what I was thinking what ghosting is. But then I guess more so Roro was saying like she has a friend where they ghost each other every few months. Like, you know what I mean? So maybe like I was saying initially, there's different definitions of what ghosting could be. Now, if that's sticking with what Roro has said, I'm kind of in like a, I'm trying to still like determine what ghosting really is, to just keep it real, because I was talking to somebody and I stopped chasing them because I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay.
I haven't heard from them in a very long time. And this person, we was talking marriage, all kind of stuff. Anyways, long story short, I haven't heard from them. So I don't know if that's considered ghosting if I text him tomorrow and say, hey, just checking in, hope you're good. And then we start a conversation again. I don't even know if that's considered ghosting. Go ahead.
No, I think my definition would be, I guess I go to the extreme. It would be just you don't speak at all. Like,
you never heard from the person again. Mm-hmm. When I think of ghosting, initially in my mind, I think like first date. Like after you meet the person first time, you never heard back from them ever again after the first.
Good. And the next thing you know, you ain't hear from them in months.
Right.
I think that's the standard. That's the standard phase of ghosting.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's what I was thinking in my mind, but I wouldn't say that I personally had that experience as far as the standard definition. But I also don't think that I would ghost anyone either, because like Al said, I'm a communicator as well. Now, if you're very awkward and if you're just like, I'm getting scared of you at this point, then I would have no choice. Then I would have no choice but to then just cut off communication if I'm concerned for my well-being and my safety. But ultimately, I would just communicate like, hey, you know, we had a good time. We had fun. Thank you for the date or whatever. But, you know, I'm not.
Oh.
Wait, what happened?
This boy is wild.
I'm sorry.
I said thank you for the date. I said thank you for the date.
Yes, I got it. I got it, late.
Boy. Yo, bro, it's not even a hump day, bro. It's Tuesday.
The way he leaned into his camera.
But yeah, so just, you know, I feel like communication is key. Some people legit don't know what they and now I'm moving away from the standard definition. In relationships, is somebody you may be talking to for 6 months and then all of a sudden you don't hear from them. Kind of something like what Al was saying. He was talking to a girl out of nowhere, her behavior changed, and he didn't know what was up. We too grown for that. And at this point, but although we're too grown for that, there's people that are grown but have no clue at all what they did wrong or what they contributed to as to why you don't want to communicate with them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like, yes, you don't want to spoon feed a grown person, but at the same time, there's people who really don't have experience in relationships. They don't know the level of comfort that you expect or just a whole bunch of different things. So like I said, I would definitely communicate and say, you know, at this time, I let them down easy. At this time, you know, I'm not trying to really date anyone. Time?
This is a job letter at this time.
That's what I'm saying.
But more so like, you know, I'm just chilling right now, you know, just not really looking for anything serious. I don't know. Like, not looking for anything serious, or, you know, I'm not in a mental space for a relationship.
Just right chilling now. Right now?
It's not you, it's me.
I'm just chilling right now.
I'm just trying to, you know, I'm laying in the cup right now.
But to be honest, like, I don't see myself, and maybe I'm too nice. I'm trying to feed off of Danny's energy so I could kind of get some of what she's doing out here, because I need a little bit of that. maybe I'm too nice, but I don't see myself actually really ghosting anyone unless you're very weird and I'm scared of you. Like, you're just something's wrong with you. So I don't really see myself ghosting anyone. Like, I mean, for me to have wanted to date you or like you at all or something, there would have to have been some kind of quality or something that attracted me to you. So for me to just cut communication off and never speak to you again, that's not even in my personality for me to even do anything like that.
Can I ask you a follow-up question? It's probably the same answer. I just want to clarify. So even if the attraction was just straight superficial attraction,
wait, elaborate a little bit more.
So, like, would you treat that person the same way if the attraction was just, like, just straight, it was just physical attraction? And I don't know if your conversations got that deep, or you even felt like, you know, the person was somebody that you could have a conversation with and it be, like, fluid. It could just be, like, just raw physical attraction. Would you still treat that person? Yeah, super surface level. But the chemistry is real. But could you, like, and let's say maybe something happened, would you still treat that the same way? Would you have would you go about the communication the same way that you described before?
Probably yes.
Okay, so once again, I feel like I'm just a
nice
cool
person.
Yeah, nice person, cool person. So, I mean,
I want to hear the letter.
If there was just
what the letter was, what would that sound like?
To whom it be concerned.
Right, that's what I'm saying, right. If I may take a moment to explain.
I'm done.
But honestly, I'm a cool person. Like, it's not even that deep. Like, there may be a sexual attraction or whatever, and then for whatever reason, if you ghost me or if we just stop communicating, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I do want to know what's up. So when I was talking in my mind, I was like, you may be overthinking too much. Like, you gotta calm down a little bit. Sometimes it's not you, it's them.
But now that I'm talking,
I want to know why.
I would kind of want to know why too, but I wouldn't internalize it as if it's a problem with me. It's you just lost out. Like, it is what it is.
That's
like,
the most important.
Next,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
if you have the capability, right? If you have the capability to ghost me now, when we're not in a relationship, that means you have the capability to do that again.
That's
like when we're deeper or when we're more invested or whatever you want to call it. So,
and that's scary.
And I think Danny said, it's emotional something, what she said. People need to have a level of more emotional, what is it, intelligence or maturity responsibility over other people's feelings. So I'd rather you ghost me now in the beginning than we talking and we invested in time and whatever and don't have the decency to tell me what you feel I did wrong.
Yeah.
So
that's the point of ghosting.
Oh, to not tell the person what they did wrong.
Hilarious.
Well, a lot of times
to avoid that whole conversation.
Wrong. Like, there's so many people who's like, dang, I thought we was feeling each other. I thought everything was great. Like, they not.
Yeah, I had a great time.
I know that's true. Some people really
have words.
We had the great time.
That's and the worst.
You, the other person's that's like, so dang. It was trash. Like everything was.
Or they,
trash.
Or they not even think about it, or they just off somewhere else. They, what are you about to say, Brina? That's what a.
No, because I don't know like how this would work. Like, you know,
is it red cup?
Red cup or whatever. I don't know, but I was thinking to myself when Roro mentioned, was it trash?
Oh. Right, hold it. Yeah, don't forget it though. Don't forget it. Write it down if you must. PD, did you answer?
Nope.
Answer, jerk.
About ghosting. I believe ghosting is a-okay if it's disturbing your mental peace, your state of mind. Let's see, as far as, you know, first date, first interactions, you're talking to somebody, you're not really vibing with them, they keep blowing you up, you let them know, like, it's, you know, I'm not interested, they keep blowing you up, it's okay to just block them and keep it pushing. Now, as far as, I believe you have, you know, a relationship with a person you've known for a while, and the person just stopped, they're mad and just stopped talking to you. I think that's, you owe that person a conversation if you've known somebody for a while and they made you mad. You shouldn't just stop talking to them. That's being childish. You should owe that person a conversation.
Yeah.
And let them know why you was offended in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But it would answer. So that was everyone for that question, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if Dempsey's... Mm?
Go ahead. I just want to touch on one thing, just one quick thing, what Ro was saying, what she said her and her friend would be ghosting each other. At that time, I don't think that's called ghosting, because y'all both know that y'all do it to each other.
Yeah, just yes. It might be MIA. It's, just going MIA.
Yeah. AFK, MIA. Yeah.
That's
true. Yeah, that's such a gamer.
I know. I know.
Because like when you said, oh, like to go so long and then come back and then y'all not friends. I'm like, well, I think we are friends because every time if anything's going wrong in my life or anything like that, I can call them. If anything's going great, I can call them.